Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann, B-Profil 2011, Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on a company answer phone.
Hello, Sam. This is Carl Morton. It's about our meeting on Thursday. My flight has been changed. Instead of 10:15, it gets in at 8:35 now. Please don't bother to come and pick me up. I can easily get a taxi to the office. I should be there around 10 o'clock. This means we have an hour to talk about the project before we meet Mrs. Freeman. Then we can go over to her office together at 11:15. Can you book a table at the Cranberry Restaurant for the three of us for 12:30? And don't forget to tell them that Mrs. Freeman is a vegetarian. So I'll see you on Thursday. If there are any delays, I'll call you at the office. If you want to call me, my cell phone number is 079-4300-81944.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Sam. This is Carl Morton. It's about our meeting on Thursday. My flight has been changed. Instead of 10:15, it gets in at 8:35 now. Please don't bother to come and pick me up. I can easily get a taxi to the office. I should be there around 10 o'clock. This means we have an hour to talk about the project before we meet Mrs. Freeman. Then we can go over to her office together at 11:15. Can you book a table at the Cranberry Restaurant for the three of us for 12:30? And don't forget to tell them that Mrs. Freeman is a vegetarian. So I'll see you on Thursday. If there are any delays, I'll call you at the office. If you want to call me, my cell phone number is 079-4300-81944.
Now go on to part two. Two. A message on a company answer phone.
Hello, this is Livia Grimaldi from Phoenix Hotel. I'd like to make an order for some stationery with our logo on it. I need 1,200 C6 envelopes, and I need A4 paper. Let's make it 6 packs. That should be enough for a while. Then I also need a new ink cartridge for our printer, the model you'll find in your files. I'm afraid it's all pretty urgent, so please make sure I get it by Friday the 11th of July. Finally, but this is less urgent, could you make me an offer for an additional PC, preferably the same model as we already have? Please confirm this order either by fax or email. Please note our email address has changed. It is grim@phoenix.com. That's grim@phoenix.com. Bye.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, this is Livia Grimaldi from Phoenix Hotel. I'd like to make an order for some stationery with our logo on it. I need 1,200 C6 envelopes, and I need A4 paper. Let's make it 6 packs. That should be enough for a while. Then I also need a new ink cartridge for our printer, the model you'll find in your files. I'm afraid it's all pretty urgent, so please make sure I get it by Friday the 11th of July. Finally, but this is less urgent, could you make me an offer for an additional PC, preferably the same model as we already have? Please confirm this order either by fax or email. Please note our email address has changed. It is grim@phoenix.com. That's grim@phoenix.com. Bye.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a phone conversation between Ron and Irene from the Australian Meat Company in Sydney. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Hello, Irene Curtis of Australian Meat.
Hello, it's Ron here. As you can imagine, I'm very curious about how the meeting went with the people from Tesco Supermarkets.
I think it went quite well. They sent three people here.
Oh, that's certainly a good sign. I was expecting maximum two.
Yes, there was Andy Williams, who's in charge of meat purchasing. Didn't you meet him when you were in England last month?
Yes, I did. He actually seemed quite interested in our speciality, kangaroo meat. He's looking for something new to extend their range of products.
Well, he asked me lots of questions about our quality control.
I thought he would, but I'm sure you could convince him that there's nothing to worry about.
Sure. Then there was Jeremy Burns, head of the import department.
Did Stephanie Myers from finance come too?
She was on holiday, so they sent Melanie Powell from marketing instead.
I see. I didn't meet those two when I was over there. Did you do a tour of the factory?
Well, there wasn't time to show them everything, but we looked at the processing units, the packaging department, and the freezer units. Then Matt and I gave them our latest PowerPoint presentation, and later we took them out to dinner.
Great. What was their reaction? Did they say if they were going to place an order?
Well, I haven't got anything definite yet, but I think they were quite impressed, and they said they would let us know in the next couple of days.
Were there any problems?
At first, they were a bit worried about British customers accepting our product. You know, with the Brits being animal lovers and all that. They weren't sure if kangaroo meat would be accepted as an alternative to beef.
Kangaroos are too cute to be eaten, aren't they?
Something like that. Well, I told them they're not exactly an endangered species. There are twice as many kangaroos in Australia as there are Australians. We've had kangaroo meat on the menu for years. They agreed that it tastes good. And then there's the cost factor. Since they're cheap to keep and don't need a lot of care or infrastructure, their meat is very reasonably priced, definitely cheaper than a beefsteak.
Moreover, it's a really healthy alternative. It's got 10 times less fat than the average beefsteak.
And there's no chance of getting mad cow disease either.
Right.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hello, Irene Curtis of Australian Meat.
Hello, it's Ron here. As you can imagine, I'm very curious about how the meeting went with the people from Tesco Supermarkets.
I think it went quite well. They sent three people here.
Oh, that's certainly a good sign. I was expecting maximum two.
Yes, there was Andy Williams, who's in charge of meat purchasing. Didn't you meet him when you were in England last month?
Yes, I did. He actually seemed quite interested in our speciality, kangaroo meat. He's looking for something new to extend their range of products.
Well, he asked me lots of questions about our quality control.
I thought he would. But I'm sure you could convince him that there's nothing to worry about.
Sure. Then there was Jeremy Burns, head of the import department.
Did Stephanie Myers from finance come too?
She was on holiday, so they sent Melanie Powell from marketing instead.
I see. I didn't meet those two when I was over there. Did you do a tour of the factory?
Well, there wasn't time to show them everything, but we looked at the processing units, the packaging department, and the freezer units. Then Matt and I gave them our latest PowerPoint presentation, and later we took them out to dinner.
Great. What was their reaction? Did they say if they were going to place an order?
Well, I haven't got anything definite yet, but I think they were quite impressed, and they said they would let us know in the next couple of days.
Were there any problems?
At first, they were a bit worried about British customers accepting our product. You know, with the Brits being animal lovers and all that. They weren't sure if kangaroo meat would be accepted as an alternative to beef.
Kangaroos are too cute to be eaten, aren't they?
Something like that. Well, I told them they're not exactly an endangered species. There are twice as many kangaroos in Australia as there are Australians. We've had kangaroo meat on the menu for years. They agreed that it tastes good. And then there's the cost factor. Since they're cheap to keep and don't need a lot of care or infrastructure, their meat is very reasonably priced, definitely cheaper than a beefsteak.
Moreover, it's a really healthy alternative. It's got 10 times less fat than the average beefsteak.
And there's no chance of getting mad cow disease either.
Right.
This is the end of task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.